Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Yes. I got something in the mail from you guys, and I'm wanting to check into it, see what I can do.
Okay. Did you have a reservation code with that?
Yeah. 2411-1301-0010-6509.
Okay, give me one second here. I'll pull up your file and see exactly what we're working with. All right, and I'm sorry, what was your name?
My name's Tab, like the soda.
Okay.
Or the tab key on your computer keyboard.
Gotcha. Tab, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out today.
Okay.
And what's the name of the business you're calling with, Tab?
Bertram Motorsports.
Bertram Motorsports. All right. And are you the owner over there?
Yeah, me and my wife, yeah.
Oh, okay. Give me one second. Looks like I got you right here. It's taking a minute to load. Okay. All right, so I just have a couple quick questions just to kind of confirm what we have here. And then we can go ahead, you know, go over any details, find out exactly what we're working with. Are you guys still located at 302 North 19th Street?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And it says here you guys are an LLC, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you been in business?
Over a year.
Okay, nice. Is it 50-50 ownership between you and your wife?
Actually, my wife is the sole owner, but I run it.
Okay. All right, sure.
The only reason being is the tax deal is better in my wife's name.
Okay, no problem.
Instead of two people's names, it's more of a hassle. So that's what our CPA told us.
Sure. And is your wife's name Elaine? Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I got the right file then. All right. Now, looks like what you have is a pre-approved offer for some equipment financing and working capital. Within those, there are a lot of different programs that we have, so it kind of depends on what you're specifically looking for. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you'd like?
I'm wanting $50,000.
Okay.
And I'm wanting to pay it off within 3 years.
Okay. So, and what were you going to be using the $50,000 for?
Well, it's going to be. I'm looking at getting CF Moto on board here, which is more equipment, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And what exactly is that? I'm not too familiar with it.
CF Moto is a. They sell four wheelers and UTVs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So on and so forth. And which is going to increase our business because we're going to be taking on the CF Moto name brand. And I want to, you know, take care of that.
Okay. So do you sell the four-wheelers?
We retail four-wheelers and UTVs and motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
And we also have Fox, Fly, the Pro Taper. I mean, we sell accessories too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, plus we service.
Oh, you do service too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we do. We're a full shop.
All right. So to bring on CF Moto, is $50,000 the total cost of that, or is that kind of like an estimated cost?
Well. The money's for working capital, basically. I mean, because they floor plan their stuff, so I'm going to go through their floor plan.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah.
I'm using that $50,000, so I've got it here readily available if I need to use it.
Okay. Okay. All right. And how soon were you looking to bring on the funds?
Well, your thing said 48 hours. I'll be happy with 48 hours.
Okay, we want to go on just a quick schedule here. All right. Okay, so a couple questions for you just to see kind of where we're going to land. What do you guys do for your top line revenue, the gross annual sales?
About $240,000 was our first year.
Okay, and how are you looking to do this year? Are you tracking about the same? Are you up or down?
I'm hoping, well, right this year, I mean, our fiscal year ended in June.
Okay.
So theoretically, I mean, we're just kicking off July and August here. So, I mean, we're already doing all right. So CF Moto is going to help us out even more. We'll be over 300, hopefully. That's my goal this year.
Okay. All right. And then how about as far as your wife's personal credit goes, how does that look? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Spotless.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then have you done a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. Okay. So I can give you a brief little introduction on the way these things work. Basically, it's a cash loan for the business. It's unsecured cash, so we're not going to put a lien on property, the business, anything like that. It's just unsecured cash. You're free to use it however you would like. The amount that we're able to get you is based primarily on the sales of the business. So the process that we do is we'll take a look at your most recent 6 months of your business bank statements to see the cash flow and see what you're working with there. Typically, we're able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So if you're around 240, you'd probably be looking around maybe 30,000 for a ballpark starting figure of what's available to you. Now, a couple notes on that for you as well. The terms for these types of loans, they're typically shorter term loans. So they range anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. But as far as the amount that you have, the initial loan that we give you, that we're able to approve you for, say we're only able to get you the 30, but you're hoping for 50. If you can start off with 30 and set up the loan on a term of your choice that matches up, you know, how long you want to go. But once you get midway into that term, you establish a working relationship with us and you're an existing customer, show that you're making your payments on time. From there, we open you up to a renewal option where we refinance your loan for longer terms and more cash. So if we are only able to start off with the 30, that's not the ceiling. We're usually able to get you more funds once we have an existing relationship, just a couple months down the line. Does that sound kind of, you know, in line with what you're looking for here?
Well, yes, but I need to, what do I need to provide?
Okay, yeah, and typically that'll be the next step here is let's first focus on getting you approved. So to get you approved, we'll approve you for the largest amount possible and the longest term possible. From there, you can choose how much you want to take and how long you want the term to be. To get you approved, though, I just need, it's a one-page application. We take a look at, like I said, the 6 months of the most recent bank statements and then your most recent business tax return. So did you guys finish 2015 yet?
Yeah, but we lost money.
Okay.
First and year in business, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. And I can give you a little feedback on that. Because of the way these programs are structured, the fact that they are based off of the top line revenue, your gross sales, we understand how businesses do business. You know, that bottom line isn't really always a reflection of how much cash you have going through there. So we're going to lend to you based off your top line revenue, so your gross sales, not what's left at the end. So if you are showing a loss, we're actually going to be looking at the top line. So as long as there's cash flow, we're usually able to free up the working capital for you.
All right. So what do you need from me?
So just the application, the 6 months of the bank statements, and then the tax return. And then another thing that I might possibly need, do you guys take credit cards from your customers as payments?
Yeah.
Okay, so then in addition to the bank statements, I'll need 4 months of the merchant processing statements. But that is the extent. Oh, to show the credit card sales.
Why is that?
Because the programs are based on your sales. So, like I said, it's your top line revenue, everything that you are bringing in.
My credit card sales are reflected on my bank statement.
Sure, but what percentage of your sales are done through the credit cards?
Within 2 days, like if I swiped on Wednesday, that hits my bank account on Friday.
Sure.
So, you know, which reflects in my bank statement as deposits.
So, yeah, who is your merchant processor?
Vantiv.
Okay, so it is separate from the actual bank that you use then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So
no, Vantiv actually puts everything in my bank.
Yeah, they'll deposit it into your bank account, yes. But because these programs are based entirely on your cash flow, we do need to see the actual merchant statements. What percentage of your sales are done through your credit cards? Like a ballpark estimate?
It just depends. I mean, like yesterday, we had a almost $1,100 day, and everything but $175 was cash. But normally it's everything but $175 usually is credit card.
Oh, okay.
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it just varies. I mean,
it can jump around. Know. Yeah.
You don't know.
Okay. Well, typically for this type of situation, we do need to take a look at the merchant statements just for of the most recent months. It gives an overall view of what the cash flow looks like. It allows us
so
to see what you get in cash and what you get in credit cards.
Obviously, it's not 48 hours because it's going to take me days to get all this crap for you.
Well, you know, it usually shouldn't. I mean, once you get everything into me, it takes me 24 hours to get an answer on an approval, and then if the terms look good, it takes us another 24 hours to fund.
Okay, well,
for the merchant statements...
I'm looking at this... This application. This application actually is the visa. It tells the number of tickets, the visa, you know, last 4 months. So, I mean, theoretically, why do you need that if it's on your application?
Well, because you're just, I mean, it also says your gross annual sales on the application, but we still need to take a look
right.
at the tax return to see that. You understand what I mean? Anybody, you can write anything on an application, but it has to be verified by the documents.
Okay. And then as for the bank statement, what do you need from the bank statement?
So I need the full monthly statements for the past 6 months.
Okay, so I'm opening this up right now while I got you on the phone.
Sure.
This is from my bank. This is my bank statement. Okay, so you're theoretically, you are needing all 14 pages in just 1 month.
Sure, if that's how long it is, yeah. That's pretty common. I mean, usually you're able to go online and just download a PDF. That's usually the easiest way to do it. If you need to fax it over, we do that as well.
So, okay, so I download a PDF. How do I do that?
I'm sorry, which bank do you bank with?
I deal with First Vincent Savings Bank.
Okay. I'm not too familiar with what their online setup is, but usually you can just go online if you have, like an online sign-in. When you click on your statements, there should be an option that says download PDF. And typically, if you're able to get them in PDF files, it's pretty easy to just attach them and email them over. Usually, that's what most people do, as opposed to, you know, scanning and faxing, 15, 20 pages.
Yeah, because I don't want to, I don't want to do that, which is going to take time out of my schedule here.
Usually if you can find it online, that's always the easiest option. The majority of the customers I work with, that's how we do it. Every now and then, depending on the bank, they're just... Either they don't offer it or they're not able to figure it out, then they'll fax it over. But I understand that's a little more time consuming, but it's still an option if that's what you have to do.
Okay, so theoretically, I'm looking at my bank statement right now.
Sure.
And, okay, so how do I go to, okay, current transactions, that's what I'm looking at right now. Accounts, transactions, download.
Now, you want to make sure that you're looking at the actual monthly statement if you're looking online right now, because there's a difference between an account summary and an account statement.
Oh, here we go. This is your statement, 729.
Perfect.
Select option, view PDF.
There you go.
So if I view PDF, if I click on that, what happens then?
Now, that will show you the actual PDF. If there is anywhere that shows you an option to download the PDF, that's what you need to do.
I don't think you can download.
Okay, typically there's an option for it. Now, if you view the PDF, does it give you an option to save it? Because if you can view it and then save it as a PDF.
Oh, like to download, click the link below, select save from the dialogue.
Yes. That sounds like exactly what we need right there.
So, save in the dialog box. Now, how do I go to the saved?
Now, I'm not sure exactly how they have it set up. Each one is going to be slightly different. Did you click save?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to save it to a location on your computer. When you clicked save, did it give you an option to like give the file a name or anything like that?
View downloads. There's my download.
There you go.
Right there.
Yes. And that should be the entire file.
So what do I do there? It says open.
Yeah, so open it up and see if that is your actual statement, just to make sure that we downloaded the right thing.
Yep.
Okay.
It's right here.
Okay, so you're going to need to do that for each statement for the past 6 months, so you'll have 6 files, and then you'll just attach those files to an email that you can send directly to me, and I will actually send you an email right now that will have a copy of the application and then just that brief list of what I need, but you'll also have all of my direct contact information that you can reply right back to that with the bank statements. The merchant statements are going to be pretty similar to how you just did the bank statements. Usually they get sent over in PDF forms.
No, not from Vantive, no.
Oh, do you just have, how do you get the...
To me.
Oh, okay. So those you might
have to scan and email it to you.
Yeah, those you might have to scan and email. You can see if they have on the statement that they send to you, if it has like an online option, if it tells you can view it online on the statement. Some of them have that. Some of them don't, though. I know it varies with each processor.
Okay.
All right. So Teb, what is a good email address I can send you the application so you'll have all of my information?
Burcham, Burcham. Tab, T-A-B,
okay.
@yahoo.com.
Okay. So I'm going to send the email right now. You'll have all of my information on there, so if you have questions, you can give me a call directly. But all you need to do is respond to that with the bank statements, the tax return, the merchant statements, and the application. And then from there, we'll come back, give you some answers in about 24 hours.
Tax return? I don't even know. I don't even know how I'm going to do my tax return thing.
What
do you need on tax return?
So usually the first 2 pages of the tax return. Now you guys are an LLC, correct?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So give me 1 second. I want to give you exactly what I need from you to keep it easy. Okay. So. Yeah, usually I just need the first two pages of the tax return. So just make sure that on the page, it'll have your gross sales on that page.
All right.
And that's typically on the first and the second page.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to send the email out to you right now. Let me know if you have any questions, okay? I'm happy to help.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted.
Bye.